Another U.S. soldier was shot and critically wounded in Baghdad today, the latest in a wave of attacks by Iraqi gunmen opposed to the U.S.-British occupation. Most of the attacks so far have taken place in Baghdad and a string of towns in central Iraq that are inhabited largely by Sunni Muslims. They provided the core support for Saddam Hussein, but the killing of six British soldiers in southern Iraq earlier this week raised fears that unrest may be spreading to areas dominated by the country's Shia Muslim majority. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from the town of Majar Akabir.
Hundreds of men trudge through the dusty streets here today, pounding their chests in anguish. They sing a traditional lament as they pay their condolences to the families of the dead. At least three Iraqis were killed and 17 wounded in this week's clash with British troops. Inside the home of 25-year-old Taysir Abdul-Wahid, female relatives mourn his death. In a voice hoarse from crying, his mother says her son was an innocent bystander. Saddam oppressed us, she says, and now the British are too. Majar al-Kabir is a Shia Muslim town close to Iraq's border with Iran. It has a reputation for lawlessness and arms are in abundance here. Many of its residents opposed Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. Many paid with their lives. But these days, the anger here is being directed against the British. Majar resident Jazmiya Abadadayev. They wanted to take our weapons, but we refused, she says. They tried to search our homes with their dogs, and in our culture, that's an insult. According to local officials, the town had initially enjoyed friendly relations with British forces, even welcoming them as liberators. But some here say a series of cultural missteps led to this week's clash. Before the incident, British troops had felt safe patrolling the Shia south. But Tuesday's violence raised the specter of something new, the possibility that the armed resistance faced by U.S. troops in central Iraq had spread. Seated inside a local community center, cleric Abdul Sadr Fartusi says he hasn't heard of any organized resistance in the area, but he warns that residents here are increasingly frustrated with the lack of services, jobs, and most importantly, the lack of an Iraqi government, all promised by U.S. and British officials.
After a while, if people lose their patience, they will try to fight the British. And there will be an uprising, and we won't be able to do anything to stop it.
At today's noon prayers, thousands of worshippers filled Majar al-Kabir's main mosque, spilling out onto the street. Imam Sattar al-Battat denounced the British occupation, but urged his worshippers to remain calm and patient.
I want to stress that there is no official authorization to resist the occupation. Shia religious authorities are saying you should demand your rights through a peaceful protest.
Ali Qasim, a member of a Shia political party here, agrees that frustration is growing over the occupation. But Qasim says the Shia, who make up more than 60% of Iraq's population, stand to gain a lot in any future government. And says Qasim, that's worth waiting for.
We Shia suffered a lot under Saddam. Now we want to struggle in the political arena, not by resorting to arms.
Despite the bloodshed here, Ali Qasim says it's not impossible for British forces to repair deeply strained relations with the Shia. All they need to do, says Qasim, is start delivering on their promises. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Majar al-Kabir.